Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Welcome to the Crypto Daily Brief, your source for the latest updates, market trends, and key insights in the world of cryptocurrency. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, Cantor Fitzgerald, Tether, and SoftBank have teamed up to launch a massive $3.6 billion Bitcoin investment firm. Second, Bitcoin smashes past $90,000, while XRP Futures and Ripple's stablecoin make waves. Third, we're watching key Bitcoin price levels as the $100,000 mark is back in striking distance. Fourth, the Bank of Ghana is set to begin cryptocurrency regulation by September, according to Governor Asiama. Let's dive into our first story. In a major move, Cantor Fitzgerald, Tether Holdings SA, and SoftBank Group have joined forces to create 21 Capital, a new company that's set to become one of the largest public holders of Bitcoin. With over 42,000 Bitcoin, valued at about $3.6 billion, this positions them as the third largest corporate Bitcoin holder globally. Tether will contribute $1.6 billion in Bitcoin, Bitfinex kicks in $600 million, and SoftBank adds $900 million. The company will be majority owned by Tether and Bitfinex, with SoftBank holding a minority stake. Leading the charge is Strike CEO Jack Mallers, who will serve as co-founder and CEO of this new venture. Mallers has stated, "We're not here to beat the market. We're here to build a new one. A public stock, built by Bitcoiners, for Bitcoiners." Inspired by the success of Bitcoin acquirer Strategy, formerly known as MicroStrategy, this move is set to shake up the crypto investment landscape. Strategy has reportedly amassed about $45 billion worth of Bitcoin, setting a high bar for 21 Capital. The company plans to raise $585 million in additional capital through convertible bonds and equity financing. It will merge with Cantor Equity Partners, a special purpose acquisition company, and will trade on the NASDAQ under the symbol XXI once the deal is finalized. This development signals significant institutional interest and confidence in Bitcoin, which is trading at $94,166, a more than 40% increase over the past 6 months. All right, let's talk about Bitcoin first. It's officially smashed through the $90,000 mark, which is a huge psychological milestone for traders and investors alike. Some folks were expecting this breakout, especially with tools like MarketCypher showing bullish patterns on the weekly chart. Now, all eyes are on the $88,000 support zone to see if Bitcoin can hold this level. Interestingly, gold is also hitting an all-time high due to ongoing geopolitical tension between the United States and China regarding tariffs and trade deals. While some argue that gold's rally helped push Bitcoin, I think Bitcoin was primed for a pump on its own. Switching gears to Ethereum, co-founder Vitalik Buterin floated the idea of replacing the Ethereum virtual machine with RISC-V, which could improve scalability and reduce on-chain costs by up to 100 times. This upgrade would still keep Ethereum virtual machine compatibility, allowing interpreters to translate contracts. Other blockchains like Polkadot are already exploring similar moves, so it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Now, onto altcoins. Ripple is making waves with the launch of XRP futures on the Coinbase derivatives platform. There are two contracts available, one standard and one nano, both cash-settled and benchmarked to the market vector Coinbase XRP index. These were approved by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission earlier this month, thanks to Trump's crypto-friendly administration. Ripple's ecosystem is also expanding with the new RLUSD stablecoin, now integrated into Aave V3 on Ethereum, which is a big deal for DeFi enthusiasts. Let's touch on some regulatory news. Paul Atkins has been sworn in as the 34th chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, replacing Gary Gensler. Atkins is known for advocating transparency and regulatory consistency, and he's expected to introduce more pro-crypto policies and legislation. This could be a game changer for the crypto space, so we'll see how that unfolds. In other news, Go Gala Games was used for the White House digital Easter egg hunt, and Hedera is advancing in artificial intelligence with the launch of agent-to-agent communication via the OpenConv AI portal by Moonscape Labs. It's now live on Hedera's testnet and offers ChatGPT-style interaction and monetization-ready agents. This is a pretty exciting development in the AI space. Finally, let's talk about some big money moves. Michael Saylor is making headlines again as MicroStrategy acquired an additional 6,556 Bitcoin worth about $555.8 million at current prices. This means the company now owns 2.7% of the entire Bitcoin supply, representing 77% of all Bitcoin held by public companies. It's a strong signal of institutional confidence in Bitcoin, and it's exciting to see such a big player doubling down. Bitcoin is back in the spotlight as it edges closer to the $100,000 mark. After a breakout from a four-month falling wedge pattern earlier this month, Bitcoin is now trading around $93,500. This move has caught the attention of many traders who are watching the charts closely. The key areas to keep an eye on are the psychological $100,000 level and the $107,000 mark. These are major overhead areas where selling pressure could emerge, but if Bitcoin can close above these, it might see a significant rally. On the downside, support levels to monitor are $85,000 and $76,000. These levels are important for potential buying opportunities if there's a retracement. It's interesting to note that Bitcoin has risen about 25% from its 2025 low set in early April, as investors look for alternatives amid a volatile stock market and a weakening U.S. dollar. The recent optimism in the market comes from the White House hinting at a reduction in tariffs on China, which has positively impacted risk-on assets like Bitcoin. Ethereum's co-founder, Vitalik Buterin, has been stirring up discussions with his proposal to replace the Ethereum virtual machine with RISCV. This change could potentially make Ethereum more scalable and cheaper to use, with costs reduced by up to 100 times. The idea keeps Ethereum virtual machine compatibility, allowing contracts to be translated, which is a big win for existing developers. Other blockchains like Polkadot are exploring similar upgrades, so it's something to watch closely. In the altcoin space, Ripple's XRP is making headlines with the launch of XRP futures on the Coinbase derivatives platform. The addition of these futures, approved by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, adds a new dimension to trading XRP, and the introduction of the RLUSD stablecoin into Aave V3 on Ethereum is catching the eye of DeFi enthusiasts. These moves are expanding Ripple's ecosystem and providing more opportunities for traders and investors. On the regulation front, Paul Atkins has taken over as the new chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, replacing Gary Gensler. Atkins is known for his pro-crypto stance, and his leadership might bring more crypto-friendly policies. This could be a major shift for the crypto market, potentially easing some of the regulatory pressures that have been a concern for traders and investors. Meanwhile, in the world of DeFi, there are exciting opportunities for traders. Platforms like Aave and Compound continue to offer lucrative yields, and with the integration of new stablecoins and tokens, there are plenty of ways to earn. It's all about finding the right strategies and staying informed about the latest developments. For those into non-fungible tokens, there's always something new happening. Keep an eye on large projects or collaborations that might offer unique opportunities. The metaverse is also buzzing with activity, and it's worth exploring what's new and exciting in that space. Safety in the crypto world can't be overstated. Always be cautious of scams and ensure you're using secure platforms. Keep your private keys safe and be skeptical of offers that seem too good to be true. It's better to be safe than sorry in this fast-moving market. Finally, seeing big names like Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy continuing to invest heavily in Bitcoin is a great sign of institutional confidence. When big players are buying in, it's a strong vote of confidence for the market's future. It's always a good idea to watch where the big money is flowing. As a quick tip for traders, always keep an eye on the broader market sentiment and news. Whether it is geopolitical tensions or regulatory changes, these factors can have a big impact on prices. Staying informed and adaptable is key to navigating the crypto landscape. Let's talk about the Bank of Ghana's upcoming plans for cryptocurrency regulation. Dr. Johnson Asiama, the governor of the Bank of Ghana, recently announced that by September 2025, the central bank will start regulating cryptocurrency platforms and virtual asset providers. This is a significant shift in Ghana's financial regulatory landscape as the country moves to integrate digital assets into its formal economy. Dr. Asiama shared these insights at the African Leaders and Partners Forum in Washington, D.C., which coincided with the International Monetary Fund and World Bank spring meetings. He mentioned that the regulation is pending the passage of the Virtual Asset Providers Act, which will empower the Bank of Ghana to license and supervise operations in the digital asset space. The central bank is setting up a dedicated unit focused on digital assets, recognizing that this is a technology that cannot be ignored. The move comes at a time when digital finance is growing rapidly, with more Ghanaians engaging in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, despite the lack of a clear regulatory framework. Back in August 2024, the Bank of Ghana released draft guidelines aimed at regulating the cryptocurrency market. These guidelines introduced requirements for mandatory registration, anti-money laundering compliance, and stringent internal controls for virtual asset service providers. The upcoming law is expected to build on these proposals to ensure financial stability and safeguard investors. Dr. Asiama also highlighted the Bank of Ghana's broader ambitions in digital finance, which include the eventual rollout of a central bank digital currency, the ECDI. This initiative is part of Ghana's efforts to digitize the economy and enhance financial inclusion. However, he also cautioned investors about the risks associated with crypto trading, citing the high volatility and price swings of cryptocurrencies. This development is not just about regulation. It's a step toward deepening trade and financial cooperation between Africa and global partners. It's an exciting time for Ghana as it positions itself at the forefront of digital finance in Africa.